I am a self-taught designer. I've always been a lover of fashion. I have taken classes after I got further in my career to kind of hone into my craft, but my background is actually in computer engineering.
Ian Williams founded DC Fashion Week 14 years ago in the nation's capital.
DC, of course, is known for politics, but there are so many things to do in Washington, from opera to museums to concerts to theater to great poolside parties and mansion and society events to after parties. There are so many great opportunities for people to dress to impress.
DC Fashion Week started with local designers showcasing their collections and has evolved into an international event, attracting designers from all over the world who sometimes bring exotic textiles.
We've used textiles such as this from Thailand, mixing it with American textile, and a Syrian piece here as well. We have Appalachian textiles. I have some of the textiles that I've created myself out of felt using a Ukrainian technique. We have hand-painted pieces that have pictures from that I've painted of Beijing. We have West African textiles here.
Ellen London, who collaborates with a Thai designer, says her use of mixed textiles is all about diversity and inclusivity.
I believe that textiles and fashion have an idea to teach people about understanding and connection of different cultures through fabric.
London's message is in sync with that of Williams.
We started with inclusivity. We started with having diverse models, models of different sizes, models of different ages, because we feel that fashion is for everyone.
Those attending really like it.
I'm from Pakistan. It's my first time at DC Fashion Week. I really enjoyed the show. I loved how inclusive it was. There were models of every size, and there was a hijabi and everything.
The nonprofit organization's week-long event at different locations offers an opportunity for emerging designers as well as established ones. For producer June So, Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.